This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. Now, do any of you remember this?
That's cute, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. So we played that little jingle for the people here at BFM, and most BFMers, the young fellas, couldn't recognize it. It's taken from the animated series Lat the Kampung Boy. As we know, it's a comic that's huge in local popular culture, but it didn't quite make waves on the small screen until, well, maybe now.
Yep, set to be immortalized on the big screen.
Correct.
With a French director, I think.
Yes. So apparently, Datuk Mohamed Nor Khaled, of course, Lat, Datuk Lat, is in talks with a French director to recreate the famous graphic novel, which tells the story of Kampung life in Malaysia.
Yep. So what we know at this point, the announcement was made earlier today at Museum Negara, and there's a second meeting with the director set to take place perhaps right now, this evening. Topics up for discussion include filming location, who can play the role, and the indication is that Kampung Boy, the movie, will be a live-action motion picture as opposed to, you know, an animation.
Yes, correct. So the animation came out in 1999, I believe. You can actually watch some of it on YouTube, and it was made into this 26-episode TV show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited with this. I mean, the Kampung Boy is going places, believe it or not. And I guess I'm excited, right, at the prospect of really what is the Malaysian story, the humble Malaysian story going out to the world. You know, it feels as though, because, you know, we like to reminisce about the good old days. And this makes it feel as though we're really putting our best foot forward.
I think you're right. And also, you know, what's more, you know, we talk about the Malaysian story.
Yeah.
Right? And in a lot of, you know, every time we talk about movies and TV shows, it's always like, yeah, what is the Malaysian story? We've got so many great stories to tell. Why aren't we telling it, right?
Yeah.
Actually, Lat has told a lot of them.
Absolutely.
If you look through his books.
It goes way beyond beyond the, you know, the depiction of Kampung life. You know, it's values, Malaysian values, it's self-deprecating humour, it's inclusivity. You know, for a country that really loves to debate the concept of identity, you know, this, I think, this news comes at a great time.
Yeah, it's also something that's absolutely worth revisiting, in the sense that I've always believed that Datuk Lat is not just a great cartoonist. I think he's a great writer as well. Both his pictures and his words are actually work really, really well together. And Kampung Boy is a great Malaysian novel.
Uma, just your thoughts on this, you know, him going with the French director. I mean, are there local directors who could do justice? What do you think?
Well, let me put it this way, Caroline. Many people have tried. It's not the first time Lat's been adapted. Mm-hmm. And they've all been a little mediocre. Mm. So I have no problem with him going with a French director.
Or any other director who will do justice to
his work. Who will do justice with it. And also, I think sometimes you need that outside perspective, right? Mm. Everyone inside Malaysia is, I think, maybe too close to the material.
That's also true.
It'll be nice to get an outside perspective on Kampung Boy.
For sure.
I'm a huge fan of Datuk Lat. You know, so there's going to be... There's no doubt that there's going to be many, many people excited and perhaps even a little apprehensive, like what you said, Caroline, about not just seeing a live action, but also, you know, having an outsider make the film, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, one person who is excited, Naam Murad, he's actor, script writer. He's a longtime fan of Lat's work. Naam, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Just to set the scene a little, tell us how important Datuk Lat and his work has been in Malaysian popular culture.
Well, very important, because he has this incredible ability to be truthful. A lot of the things he says is truthful, and it's very entertaining, and yet somehow he just never offends anybody. So over the years, I think there's been a kind of trust between the readers and Lat. We kind of accept that whatever he says is done out of a fondness for Malaysian foibles and eccentricities. And in fact, he probably is more in love with the silliness of Malaysians than he is of our good qualities. But he shares it with us in a way which is so fond that he never offends anybody, not even when he talks about social issues and even when it comes to politics. If you remember correctly, sometimes he would even do politicians, but in a way which they found non-offensive. He had that skill. I don't know what it is. I can't really put my finger on it.
Absolutely. You know, as someone who's been in the industry for a long time, why do you think it's taken this long for Dato' Lat to agree to adapt Kampung Boy into film?
Yeah, well, I can't say for sure, but possibly because of budget. And Lat the Kampung Boy is rich in detail. I mean, part of the joy of it is how he depicts a river, a kampung house, even the parts in the city. The details are so rich. And if nobody's willing to commit a budget which allows for at least that kind of art direction, looking for locations in various places, it is not going to work. And it could possibly be also because of how people pitched it to him previously. So you must imagine that casting must be incredibly important for a large piece. You can't just approximate. You have to actually somehow bring those characters to life. And it's not an easy task. And I don't think he met anybody, probably he never met anybody committed enough to say, look, we've got the budget and we're willing to really go that extra mile to get, you know, what you want.
Right, and if that does indeed happen, it's not just Dato' Lat who would be precious about how his material is adapted to film. I think fans who love his comics and grew up with it would be really curious to see how these animated characters will be brought to life.
I know, yeah. So what I mean, it's easy to do it in cartoons, right? I mean, easier. Can you imagine trying to cast those people? But then that goes again to like how much commitment they want to go for that. I mean, it has to be absolute perfection. And another thing about Lat is he didn't really, even with the kids and even with more emotional scenes, he wasn't into cutesy and he wasn't into sentimental dramatization. Even when he did very sad scenes, it wasn't long dialogues and tears and all that. It was very really was very visual and quiet. In fact, you can almost say that whether you like him or you don't like him that much, his work, you must admit that his material, if translated cinematically, is actually a lot more subtle than a lot of the local stuff that we have. He didn't really go for the nangis and what is now unfortunately known as Melayu drama. You know, that none of that was in his work, very little. And I think his fans of the comics would be quite upset if they make too much of a sentimental thing about a dramatic scene or make the kids too cute and too precious, because that's not how the cartoons were. And there is that tendency to go that direction in Malaysian films. Then, yeah. But I think the fans also, if they saw that, they go, ooh, this is not Lat.
No. Yeah, but now of course, you know, there's also that, right? That's what we just discussed. The French director, you know, who will be most likely adapting it into film. And some quarters find that a little bit odd simply because Lat's work is so quintessentially Malaysian.
I kind of understand it though, I think, because if you go for a local director, unless, you know, like Lat and that person has a very good relationship and they're completely on the same page, being a local director, whether Malay, Chinese, Indian or whatever, will have his or her own sort of like maybe take on this thing, you know, this very Malaysian thing. And it's like, oh, we can add this or we can add that, because that's my part of the experience of this. And maybe Lat wants to avoid that. He wants somebody who's like coming immediately from the outside and taking his work, sort of like being more loyal to his work, because, you know, this French director is not going to say, oh, I want to throw in scenes of satay because I love satay, you know, or something like that. You won't have that kind of opinion, really. You would see it completely from the point of view of what I love about Lat's work. I mean, you get a new director, he or she may not be experienced enough. You get a very experienced director, that person pun ada ego and will say, you know, I want to put film noir, or I want to have this element of CPM communist or whatever. Who knows what this other director may try to push in, you know, their own agenda, their own view of that time. I don't know, maybe.
I can't wait to see how this one turns out. Thanks, Na'ar, for being with us. That was Na'ar Murad, actor and scriptwriter, giving us his thoughts on Lat the Kampung Boy being adapted into a live-action film. You can catch Na'ar with myself and Cam Razlan on this week's A Bit of Culture as well. But don't forget, we've also got Talk Back all evening. You can call us until the evening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.